Sahadavas Paravah Mishnah Gimel. Haloi made mechaveru perag echad. O halacha echad, o pasuk echad, o dibor echad. Afilu osachad. Somebody who learns Torah from his friend, even if it's only one parak, or one halacha, or one pasuk, or one word, even only one letter, tzarech linhav bo kavod. You have to treat the person who taught you that letter of Torah with respect. As lefiv hashivis of the Torah, even one letter is considered very chashiv, so therefore, somebody who taught you that one letter, you have to be noig bo kavod, as he would be considered your Rebbe, even though he taught you only one letter. Shekein matzinu b'David melech Yisrael. And this is what we find by David melech Yisrael. Shelo lamad machi toifu alishnei dvarim bovad. David melech Yisrael learned from Achitofel, his advisor, only two things of Torah. What were those two things? Chazal tell us. One thing he learned from Achitofel that Torah should be learned in a group. A Talmid Chacham should not learn alone. The second thing he learned from Achitofel is that a person has to act be'em over Europe with fear and respect in a base medrash. As a base medrash is considered a migdash ma'at, a miniature base hamigdash, so therefore you have to act be'em over Europe. These are the two things that David Melech Yisrael learned from Achitofel. Ukaro rabo alufo umiyodo. And because of the two things he learned from Achitofel, David Melech Yisrael called Achitofel my Rebbe, my Aleph, my teacher, and my friend. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bata enosh ke'erki alufi umyudai. You are a person on my level, my teacher, and my friend. Bahalo dvarim kavachomer. From here we can learn a kavachomer. Uma David Melech Yisrael. Shelo lamar machi toifel l'shnei dvarim bovat. Karo rapo alufo umyudai. If we find by David Melech Yisrael that he was a melech, and he only learned from Achitofel two things of Torah, yet he still called him Rabo Alufo Umyudo. Halome Mechavero Perek Echad O Alacha Achas O Pasuk Echad O Dibor Echad Afilo Os Achas O Achas Kama Vakama Shatarach Linag Bo Kavod. Somebody who's a Hegit, who's not a Melech, and he learned from his friend a Perek of Torah or a Lacha of Torah or one Pasuk or one word, even one letter, most certainly he has to treat that person who taught him the Torah with respect. Ve'en kavod el Torah. As the only kavod in this world, the true kavod in this world, is Torah. Shenemar kavod chachamim yinchalu. Chachamim inherit kavod. As a chachamim, when they learn the Torah, that is their kavod, even if people don't treat them with respect. But the Torah itself is kavod. That is the main kavod in this world. And the pasuk says, utmimim yinchalu tov. Tmimim is referring to tamidim. They will inherit good. What is this good that the pasuk is referring to? Vein tov el Torah. Tov is referring to the Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. So we see that tov is referring to the Torah. So therefore, the talmidim will inherit the Torah, just like the chachamim inherit kavod. As along with the Torah comes kavod, as the only true kavod in this world is the Torah. So therefore, a person must treat Talmidei Chachamim with respect, as they are due of respect since they know the Torah. The following is a way to acquire the Torah. Pas b'melech tochel. A person that's prepared to eat only bread with salt. Not to say that you can't eat anything more than that if you want to acquire the Torah. But a person has to be prepared to satisfy himself with very little if he wants to acquire the Torah. As if a person wants to have all the good in this world, that will take him away from the Torah. So you have to be prepared to satisfy yourself with the minimum. Umayim b'meshura tishtei, you should be prepared to drink water b'meshura, small amounts of water. You shouldn't need more than that. Vala aris tishan, and a person should be prepared to sleep on the ground. V'chaye tsar tichya. If somebody wants to acquire Torah, he has to be ready to live a chayim of tsar that takes a lot of effort and toil to acquire the Torah. Uva Torah ata amel. As a person has to put a amelus into the Torah. The Torah is not acquired easily. Torah that is acquired without effort is not worth much. The Torah that you acquire with effort, that's the Torah that will stay with you. Bimata osakim. And if you are prepared to do that and you go ahead and put a amelus and effort into the Torah, ashrecha b'tov lach, how fortunate and good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh b'tov lach. You are fortunate in this world, and you will have good in the next world also. as only somebody who is satisfied with very little will find happiness in this world. As a person never gets everything he wants in this world. And Chazal tells, Ein Adam Meit B'chati Tavaso B'yado. A person, when he dies, has never acquired even half of his desires. As when a person desires one thing, he goes on to desire the next thing once he acquires the first thing. So therefore, a person never satisfies himself. The only way to be happy in this world is to be satisfied with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and to put all of your desires into learning Torah and doing mitzvah. So therefore, you're fortunate in this world since you're mistapek b'mu'ed, and you'll have all the good in the next world also. As in the next world, what we involve ourselves in is learning Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's not interested in learning Torah, what's he going to do in the next world? So therefore, somebody who learns Torah in this world will find happiness in the next world, and that is what the next world is all about, learning Torah. Atavakech gedula la'atmecha va'tachmod kavod. Somebody who learns Torah should not seek out gedula for himself. He should not think, since I learned the Torah, I deserve to be treated with gedula, and you should not be chomed and want and desire kavod, as kavod comes memela with the Torah. Don't look for kavod. Torah brings kavod to you. You should learn lishma, and the kavod will come memela. Yoser melimudach ase. A person has to do ma'asim tovim more than his limud. And the limud haTorah has to be built on a basis of ma'asim tovim. And somebody who learns Torah and does not do ma'asim tovim, better that you should not learn Torah at all. Torah is built on the yisod of ma'asim tovim, so therefore, you have to have more ma'asim tovim than limud haTorah. V'al tis'abe l'shulchanam shel malachim. Do not desire the shulchan of malachim. Sheshulchancha gadol mishulchanam. V'kitzrcha gadol mikitzram. The shulchan of Talmidei Chachamim is greater than the shulchan of Malachim. As what Talmidei Chachamim get in the next world is certainly greater than what Malachim have, and the Keter of Torah is greater than the Keter of Malchus. As we had earlier in this Masechta, that Keter Torah is one of the three Ksarim in this world, and Chazal tell us that the Keter Torah is greater than the Keter Malchus and greater than the Keter Kuna. And the one that you are working for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be trusted to pay you the schar of your work, meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all the minute details of this world, knows who put more effort into learning Torah than the other, and the person who put in the extra effort will get the extra schar. A person should not think, why am I putting so much toil and effort into the Torah? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the amount of effort you put in, and your schar will be commensurate with